Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Spencerville High School. I'm Rob Weaver here on WPGW-FM with the game between Fort Recovery and the Minster Lady Wildcats tonight for the sectional championship here at Spencerville. And once again, the second championship determined today. The other one was won by New Knoxville as they crushed, I mean absolutely crushed, Hardin Northern 54-20 as New Knoxville was out in front 33-0 late in the second quarter and went on to win 54-20. So New Knoxville's in the district tournament. They will play the winner of this game. That'll be next Thursday night at 5:30 at Wapakoneta. So just filling you in on that. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Spencerville, we have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And first of all, congratulations on your win over Waynesfield Goshen over the other night. A really solid performance.
Yep, pretty proud of the girls. And obviously, anytime you can get a sectional win in this sectional or district area, it's always a good night. The girls came out and played really strong. They definitely came to win, so it was good to see that.
Yeah, you can't ask for any more than what they did in the first quarter. I mean, that was about the best basketball you've played all year.
Yeah, it was. And again, it's just nice to see that the girls are really enjoying that nice long journey and how it's always been up and down and left and right and some uncertainty in there. And so I really like that where we're at right now and how well we're playing together. And it's really starting to click. And it can't be really a better time than now. So.
And maybe the best balance you've had. Whitley had 14 and Carly Niekamp with 13 points. That was probably her high of the year.
Yeah, it was. And then Callie had 10. So, you know, she had a couple threes there early, and that was really nice to give us a little bit of momentum. And obviously for her to be shooting that well again right now, that's great. Whit, pretty steady and going strong, and she's definitely hungrier and hungrier every single game that she gets to play. So we're really hoping to carry that over forward to tonight when we get to play Minster.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Minster Lady Wildcats. As again, we played them really tight in the regular season a couple of weeks ago. Lost a close one at the end. They actually led, I believe, 31-30 at one point in the fourth quarter there. So this game should be up for grabs.
Yeah, actually, we looked at that a little bit. We were up 38-34 with 3 minutes left to go in that game. So, you know what? It was a tight game, but hopefully we were able to take some things away from that, be able to learn some things, and we know what we're getting a little bit tonight, but I still think they got some stuff kind of up their sleeve, and so we worked on some things in the last couple days, and to be fair, we prepped for those guys before Waynesfield, too, just in the event that we'd win, and I know the girls are ready. You know, we don't have a lot to win, or a lot to lose, I should say. We don't have a lot to lose, everybody's expecting. They're looking at the records, they see it. What they don't see is the team that's been getting a better along the way. You know, they're only seeing us in these pockets, and for Minster, they know, you know? And so I think they'd probably be a little bit nervous about having to come play us again, especially with what happened last time, so.
I think so, obviously, and of course we're on a neutral floor. That helps us, I think. And again, should be an interesting ball game indeed. Any keys to winning the game tonight?
You know, we just have to come out right away and compete. So last time we played them, we had a slow first quarter. So we've got to come out and be able to jump on them from the start. You know, there's going to be highs and lows of the game. We just need to make sure we have more highs than lows. And then ultimately, Rob, you know, this is where we want to be. We want to be able to have the opportunity to play for a sectional final. And so here we are, and there's nothing more that I can say and do is go out there and go have some fun. And that's where we're at in the year. You know, we got to compete, we got to play hard, and we got to go have some fun.
Well, considering some of the hard knocks we've had this year, it would be fantastic to win a sectional championship.
Absolutely. And you know what? And we can do it. So this one's for ours.
Holly Gann, she's a believer, that's for sure. How about starting five real quickly?
Yep. Number 4, Grace Kuchenbiller. Number 5, Callie Wendell. Number 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Number 22, Mara Pearson. And number 32, Whitley Ramel.
Okay, Holly. Well, we wish you the very best of luck. And again, go get them.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, here at the Spencerville High School tonight for the sectional championship game, Fort Recovery and Minster. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
It's your life, and you call the shots. But when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. We're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team. The ball is in your court. Give us a call at 888-375-4181. We'd love to help you evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Fort Recovery Insurance wishes the Indians a successful tournament run.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304.
Here once again at Spencerville High School, the championship game of this sectional bracket between Fort Recovery and Minster. Today there were two MAC games that were played, actually three MAC games played before this one, over at the Lima site.
for this sectional. It was Marion Local defeating St. Henry 40-20. So Marion Local moves on to the district at Wapakoneta. They'll play next Thursday at 7:30. And they will take on Parkway. Yale Parkway upset New Bremen. Final score 43-40. Parkway over New Bremen. So Parkway will take on Marion Local for that particular bracket at 7:30 next Thursday. New Knoxville, that was not unexpected, obviously. New Knoxville, they're probably the favorite to win the district. They crushed Hardin Northern again, 54-20, taking a 33-0 lead in the second quarter before Hardin Northern finally hit a three-point shot. And the final again, 54-20. So New Knoxville is moving on. They'll play the winner of this game, Minster and Fort Recovery, next Thursday night at 5:30 at Wapakoneta. If Fort Recovery's in that game, we'll be there to bring you the action here on PG-14 and J-Country 101. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Once again, congratulations to Fort Recovery's three players who made all-conference. That includes Mara Pearson, only a sophomore, and the only sophomore recognized on the first team. First team all-conference for Mara. Also, Whitley Rammel was named second team for Fort Recovery. And honorable mention honors went to Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller. For Minster, they had one on the first team. That was Ella Mesher. And then on the second team, Katie McClurg was named second team for Minster. And Minster had one honorable mention in Lily Barhorse. So congratulations to those three young ladies. Again, New Knoxville was your conference champion. Your co-players of the year, Sammy Holscher of Marion Local and Ellie Gable of New Knoxville. Tim Hagemeyer of New Knoxville was the coach of the year in this, his final year at New Knoxville. We'll be back in a moment here at Spencerville to bring you this exciting game between Minster and Fort Recovery. Two teams met a couple of weeks ago with Minster winning 42-38. And we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Healthmark pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taken. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at Spencerville, about set to go with the tip-off. They're going to be introducing the starting lineups, so while they do that, we'll just give them to you as well as the gals are introduced here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsors Calp Pharmacies, Healthmark Pharmacies, Fort Recovery, also Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy, where they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist about their weekly prescription program. Fort Recovery is the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, and Minster, the home team. So we'll see how things go here. Again, congratulations to Fort Recovery for their win over Waynesfield Goshen the other night, 60-21. And Minster annihilated Ridgemont by a score of 61-9 was the final score in that game. So both MAC teams had an easy go of it the other night. I'm hoping it'll be a tight game tonight. See the Fort Recovery boys basketball team down there supporting the gals. It's nice to see all the guys here. Here's Grace Guggenbiller being introduced as a starter. Here's Callie Wendell starting for Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming out on the courts. Mara Pearson, all-conference first team, Mara Pearson comes out. And here's senior Whitley Rammel. So we have our two seniors, Grace Guggenbiller and Whitley Rammel, in the lineup here tonight for the starters for Fort Recovery. Now here's the Minster starting lineup. Mike Wiss is the head coach, of course. Casey Albers comes out. Morgan Sparks also out there. Here's Lily Barhorse coming out to be one of the starters. Ella Mesher, another starter, and I believe the fifth one, I think, was Katie McClurg for Minster. I wasn't sure if that was what the announcer actually said, but I believe it was. So both teams having some final words of encouragement from their coaches, Holly Gann of Fort Recovery and Mike Wiss of the Minster Lady Wildcats. Of course, Nan Sex-Schalte, a longtime, very successful coach for Minster at the varsity level, as an assistant now here for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Still on the bench for Minster. I'm Rob Weaver. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we are the only radio station here tonight, surprisingly. But we're proud to be bringing you this broadcast on WPGW-FM at 100.9 and also at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tap goes to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel tips it back to Mara Pearson, and here we go. Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Callie Wendell with the ball on the right side. She'll pass down low to Grace Guggenbiller towards the corner. Grace holds the ball, passes off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Just underway here, Fort Recovery and Minster. Kennedy passing back to Grace Guggenbiller. Now top to Whitley Rammel. Whitley goes back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will pass it off, and the shot's up. No, it's a pass underneath to Whitley Rammel, and she scores. Whitley Rammel scoring. Callie Wendell the assist, and it's 2-0 Fort Recovery with the early lead here. I think this is the big thing. Fort Recovery wanted to get off to a good start against this tough Minster team. There's a turnaround shot. It is no good, in and out. The rebound comes down to Minster. There's Minster's Katie McClurg with the basketball. Back out top it goes to Casey Albers. Casey dribbling the ball, lobs it down low. Shots turned, fires, no good. Rebound Minster, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Let's see who's going to get nailed for the call on the rebound. Callie Wendell gets called for her first personal foul. And that will put Minster with the basketball. Comes in to Ella Mesher. Back outside. Mesher gets it back. Over it goes to Katie McClurg. Ball's loose. Picked up by McClurg. Way on the left side. Dribbling with the basketball. Back out top it goes to Morgan Sparks. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good. Ella Mesher gets the first basket of the game for Minster, and that ties it up at 2-2. 6:13 remaining here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Whitley Rammel over on the right side, back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp feeds to Grace Guggenbiller. Three-point shot is no good, off the mark. Rebound comes down to Ella Mesher of Minster. Right side it goes, back on the left. With the ball over there is Casey Albers. Ball's loose, picked up by Fort Recovery, but they're going to say a foul on Minster. I think. Let's see. Yes, they're going to call a personal foul on Casey Albers as she went for the ball and fouled Fort Recovery. So the Lady Indians get the ball back here. Scores tied 2-2 in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And there is 5 seconds called on Fort Recovery. Or no, Fort Recovery calls timeout in a nick of time. Holly Gann called timeout in a nick of time to save possession. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and a career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver back here at Spencerville on a Saturday night. Nothing like good old high school sectional championship action on a Saturday night. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Grace looking for a teammate. We have a tie score, 2-2. Comes into Callie Wendell. Callie works up against Katie McClurg. Wendell goes back to the right, back to the left, crosses the timeline. Callie still with the basketball, now passes off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks for a teammate, dumps it down on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace looking for a teammate. Holding the ball, dribbles, goes baseline, and it is knocked. Oh, that's a bad call. Grace actually knocked the ball off of Minster's Ella Mesher out of bounds, and the official didn't see it. He thought it went off of Grace. So tough break there for the Lady Indians. I was right there. I saw it happen. But, hey, you know, you get some breaks, you lose some breaks. Left side, Minster with the basketball. Right side, there's an open shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp, as missing the shot for the Minster Lady Wildcats was Casey Albers. Down comes Mara Pearson with the basketball. Mara dribbles, passes on the right side to Whitley Rammel. Rammel fires, a little short, no good. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp, back out to Callie Wendell. She'll fire and she'll miss. Rebound comes down to Minster, to Ella Mesher. Mesher dribbles the ball up by herself. No pressure from Fort Recovery. Back out top it goes to Katie McClurg. Right side, McClurg drives down, dumps it off underneath. Mesher puts it up and in. Ella Mesher gets the second basket of the game for her, and that puts Minster out in front for the first time at 4-2. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by Ella Mesher on the inbounds press. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Kind of a mediocre crowd, quite honestly, here tonight. Not the greatest crowd in the world, but nice to have all the folks who are here. I'd say both sides, Minster and Fort Recovery, have about equal number of folks in the audience. Pass comes inbounds to Callie Wendell. She'll bring it down. Double teamed over there and in trouble and threw it away. Picked up by Minster's Lily Barhorst. Now Minster throws it away. Mara Pearson with the ball. Mara dumps it off to Whitley Rammel. Mara had a kind of a slow game the other night. I believe she ended up with 6 points, which for the leading score for the Lady Indians is kind of off for her. Here's Callie Wendell. She had 10 the other night. Looking for a teammate. Dumps it to Mara Pearson. Mara with the basketball over to Whitley Rammel. Whitley looking. Bounce pass goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back to Wendell, open. Callie fires and hit. Oh, it's in and out. And Kennedy Mollenkamp saves the ball, but threw it into the hands of Ella Mesher for Minster. Down comes Minster. Over on the left corner, there's a shot up and no good by Katie McClurg. Rebound Wildcats. Here's a shot up and good. Morgan Sparks drills it in the lane. Makes it 6-2. Minster on top by 4. This is where Fort Recovery needs a basket. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp in and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. That was kind of an out-of-control shot by Kennedy, but she was fortunate that she was fouled in the act of shooting and will be at the line for 2 shots. Kennedy had a nice game the other night. I think she ended up with 7 points, I believe, in the game. And she is only a freshman. Up and good. She will have one more. That makes the score 6-3. 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. Not a fantastic start for Fort Recovery, but I think a fairly decent one. They're only down by 2 with 2:53 to go in the quarter as Kennedy Mollenkamp hits the second free throw. Down comes Katie McClurg for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Over on the left side to Ella Mesher. Back on the right, on the wing over there to Morgan Sparks, dribbling the ball against Kennedy Mollenkamp. Sparks works her way to the top of the key, passes off to Ella Mesher. Mesher will pass in the left corner. With the ball there is Lily Barhorst. Back out top to McClurg. Katie with the basketball, looking for a teammate. Right side into the corner. Now cross-court pass to McClurg on the left. Working against Callie Wendell, dumps it off into the corner to Ella Mesher. Back out top it goes. Morgan Sparks with it. She'll pass over on the left side to Corinne Meyering, who's in the game now for Minster. Here's Mesher with a shot, and she hits it. That was close to a 3, but was only a 2. So Ella Mesher has 6 of her team's 8 points, and Minster leads 8-4 here in the first quarter. Again, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. All the handicap medical equipment you would need at Cal Pharmacy. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. Grace dribbles the basketball, stops, passes back outside. There's Callie Wendell. Good! Callie Wendell. That's counted as a 2-point basket. That's her first points of the night. And that makes it 8-6. Only a 2-point game. 1:09 to go in the first quarter. And the last time these two teams played, and there's a offensive foul called as Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp ended up on the floor. So they called an offensive foul on Ella Mesher, number 1 on Ella. So Fort Recovery has a chance to tie the game here with 1:05 left on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy and Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7, Friday nights until 6, Cal Pharmacy and Fort Recovery. Ball is loose, picked up by Mara Pearson. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy passing to Whitley Rammel on the left. Whitley looks. We've got an offensive foul called on Carly Niekamp. Not sure what happened there. Must have been an illegal screen or something. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Fort Recovery trails 8-6. And Minster with the basketball. Here's Katie McClurg. She'll bring it up for the Lady Wildcats. Down she comes. Minster finished with a 7-2 record in the conference. Over on the left side it goes. Of course, New Knoxville won the conference with a 9-0 record. Back on the left, Katie McClurg with it. Dribbling the ball. They're going to try to take the last shot here for Minster. Down to 13 seconds. Mesher looks, dribbles, tries to go inside, passes back out. Here's a shot up and good. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery. As Lindy Himmelgarn threw the shot up and it banked off the glass and in. And she is fouled by Mara Pearson. And Himmelgar will go to the line. And she can expand the two-point lead up to five with this free throw. There's still 6 seconds left to go in the first quarter here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. So Fort Recovery has a chance to cut that lead back down after this free throw attempt. Again, at the line, Lindy Himmelgarn, a senior on this Menster Wildcat team. Dribbles the basketball. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is good. Five-point difference now. 11-6, Menster on top after the three-point play. Here comes Mara Pearson all the way down, feeds off. There's Callie Wendell firing and missing. And a good shot, wide open, as Mara Pearson drew the defense as she drove in and fed over to Callie Wendell. Callie was open from about 15, but couldn't get the ball to go down. So we've completed the first quarter after one. It's the Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing the Menster Lady Wildcats by a score of 11-6. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Moving on to the second quarter now, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Menster has the ball to start the second quarter of play. Over in the left corner, there's a shot fired up and short, no good. And out of bounds off of Menster, Fort Recovery will get that. As missing the shot was Casey Albers for Menster. Menster pressing full court here. Kennedy Mollenkamp will put the ball in play. Comes into Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will bring it down across the timeline. Dribbling right, dribbling left. Passes off to Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery with the ball down by 5, 11-6. Mara Pearson over on the right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will dump it inside to Whitley Rammel. Good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice teamwork there. And Whitley has a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. This could bring the score back to a two-point game. Right now it's 11-8. Fort Recovery down by 3 to the Menster Lady Wildcats. Early in the second quarter here at the home of the Bearcats, Spencerville High School. Free throw's good. Again, Whitley has been fairly good at the free throw line in recent games. Hitting that first one there. Menster with the basketball. They come down leading by 2. 7:10 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Menster with the ball back over on the right, and Grace Guggenbiller knocked it out of the hands of Alyssa Niemeyer, who's in the game now for Menster. So, Menster puts it in play. Tossing it in here is going to be Casey Albers. Pass comes in to Katie McClurg. McClurg dribbling the basketball. To the left, back to the right.
Central, inside, shot's no good by Brady McNabb, and he is fouled
for against her. There's the ball up for grabs and intercepted by Fort Recovery. Turnover Minster. Down comes Mara Pearson. Here is Whitley Rammel. No good. Rebound comes down to Niemeyer for Minster. Lobs it out to Casey Albers. Now Katie McClurg will bring it up. Over to Albers on the left. Albers dribbling the basketball, stopping. Lobs it over on the right side, underneath, and the ball is kicked. Nope, they're going to call traveling on Minster before the ball was kicked. 13-9. Barhorst comes back in for Minster. Lily Barhorst and Alyssa Niemeyer will go out of the game. Kennedy Mollenkamp. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. We're the exclusive radio station here tonight. Nobody else is here doing this game. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will dribble the basketball over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp, top of the key. Whitley Rammel looking for a teammate. Will pass off to Mara Pearson. Pearson now back out top. Grace Guggenbiller firing and hitting. Three-point basket for Grace Guggenbiller. She is good at those if she gets on. And it's 13-12. Fort Recovery only down by one now. Right side it goes to Minster's Lily Barhorst. Back out top to McClurg. Katie McClurg will pass on the left wing. Dribbling the ball there is Morgan Sparks. Back cross court on the right to McClurg. McClurg directing some traffic, dribbling the ball. Fort Recovery in a zone defense here. Here's an outside shot by McClurg, and she drains a three. Katie McClurg with a three-point shot, and that makes it 16-12 now. Minster leads by four again. Katie was the second-team all-conference player for the Minster Lady Wildcats. And Grace Guggenbiller threw the ball away. She thought somebody was going to be cutting at a certain spot, and there was nobody there. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Once again, our second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Check out their Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Ella Mesher out front with the basketball. Now dumps it off to Lily Barhorst. Barhorst goes right to Ella Mesher, dribbles in, and hits. Ella Mesher, that is her eighth point of the game. Again, she's first-team all-conference. Minster pressing full court. Fort Recovery having trouble. And Holly Gann, Lady Indians head coach, decides to call time to save possession. Fort Recovery down by six, 18-12 with a minute to go. Nope, that's not correct. I'm not sure how much time is left. But anyway, Lady Indians trailing 18-12. We'll be back in just a moment.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boars Welding.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now, Fort Recovery will put the ball in play as they trail 18-12 here in the second quarter. 3:45 to go in the second quarter of play. Callie Wendell with the basketball. She'll dump it out top to Whitley Rammel on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace looks inside, now decides to go to the hoop, stops, passing back outside, and thrown away. She tried to hit Whitley Rammel and was out of her reach, and Minster came up with the ball. Here's Katie McClurg out front for Minster. Over on the left to Ella Mesher.
Mesher now down towards the side of the lane, gets it back, fires and misses. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down, guarded by Katie McClurg. She's double-teamed over there now. And Callie bangs the ball off of Katie McClurg's leg and out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Here's Sage Luthold coming in for Fort Recovery. And Grace Guggenbiller will take a rest. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss in the basketball here from the sideline. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Mara Pearson tried to pass to Sage Luthold on the left wing, and Sage just couldn't grab the ball. Out of bounds it goes. Minster with the basketball. Down comes Katie McClurg over on the left side to Ella Mesher. Mesher looking back on the right side in the corner. And they say Whitley Ram will tip the ball out of bounds. Fort Recovery fans thought maybe that Ella Mesher tipped the ball out of bounds. Here we go with the inbounds pass coming into Ella Mesher. She'll pass over on the left wing. With the ball, there's Lily Barhorst. Now with it is Morgan Sparks. Sparks will dump it to Barhorst. Right corner. That's Casey Albers with it over there. She'll pass inside back to Ella Mesher. Back on the left to Katie McClurg. McClurg dribbling, passing off to Mesher. Mesher jumps, turns, fires, hit. 10 points now for Ella Mesher as Minster takes a 20-12 lead. Fort Recovery needs to get in action here. They can't get too much further behind, trailing by 8 points here in the second quarter. Mara Pearson on the left side to Sage Luthold. Sage looks for a teammate, dribbles the ball. Passing to Whitley Rammel. Rammel outside. On the left, it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery having a tough time finding a shot against these Minster Lady Wildcats. Here's Sage Luthold, puts it up no good. And to Kennedy Mollenkamp, saves it into the hands of Whitley Rammel. Back out to Mara Pearson. Pearson dribbling, stops, fires, and doesn't go off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Ella Mesher of Minster. Here come the Lady Wildcats. It's down underneath. Shots taken away by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Well, a basket here would cut the lead to 6. That's what the Lady Indians need with a minute 14 to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. On the left, it goes to Callie Wendell. Don't forget, K&L is the place to find those New Holland tractors. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Kennedy Mollenkamp has the ball stolen away by Katie McClurg of Minster. Down comes McClurg, passing on the left to Ella Mesher. Back to McClurg. Last time these two teams played, Fort Recovery was way behind. They came back, lost by 2, or I should say lost by 4, 42-38. There's Katie McClurg missing a shot for Minster. She was wide open, and now we have a jump ball called. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery Lady Indians, I think. I might be wrong on that. Let's see. Yes, it is Fort Recovery getting the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in. Comes in to Callie Wendell, back to Mollenkamp. Kennedy will bring the basketball up. Dribbling to the right. Back out top of the key, over here to Whitley Rammel. She'll pass off to Grace Guggenbiller, who's back in the game, firing a 3, no good. Had a good shot. Nothing wrong with that, just wouldn't go. It's 20-12, Minster with the ball with 12 seconds. Just keep them from scoring here, gals. Right side, oh my goodness, wide open, but no shot taken. In the corner, now inside, they threw it away. Fort Recovery comes up with the ball, and time expires. Well, Minster did not score. And the half comes to an end, but the Lady Wildcats in the lead here. after one half a play. Score of 20-12. Minster on top over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll have all the stats for you here at halftime of this Minster-Fort Recovery girls basketball game in the sectional. Again, the winner here will take on the New Knoxville Lady Rangers coming up in the game on Thursday of next week at Wapakoneta at 5:30 next Thursday. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
It's your life and you call the shots, but when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. We're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team. The ball is in your court. Give us a call at 888-375-4181. We'd love to help you evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Fort Recovery Insurance wishes the Indians a successful tournament run.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to you'll find the endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And, of course, they're your New Holland dealer, New Holland and Floss Farm Equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. In the stats here at halftime, Fort Recovery trailed 11-6 at the first quarter, and they trail 20-12 here at halftime as Minster outscored Fort Recovery 9-6 in that second quarter of play. Minster is led by Ella Mesher, who has 10 points in the contest. She has 5 2-point baskets for those 10 points. 5 points for Katie McClurg on a 2 and a 3. 3 points for Lindy Himmelgarn on a 2-point goal and a free throw. And 2 points for Morgan Sparks on a 2-point goal. Again, it was Ella Mesher with 10, 5 for Katie McClurg, 3 for Lindy Himmelgarn, and 2 points for Morgan Sparks. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they just can't get anybody to get going here. Whitley Rammel has 5 points to lead the team on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. But I would say she didn't score in probably the last 5 minutes of the first half of play. 3 points for Grace Diebenbiller on a 3. 2 points for Callie Wendell on a 2-point basket. And 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Earlier tonight, New Knoxville clobbered Hardin Northern. Final score in that ball game was New Knoxville winning over Hardin Northern. Comfortably, they started out with a 33-0 lead. Fairly late in the second quarter, ended up winning the game by a 54-20 margin as Coach Tim Hagemeyer pulled off the dogs there in the second half. And speaking of Coach Hagemeyer, he is going to retire after this year, leading the Lady Rangers over about 20 years of action. And we had a chance to talk with Tim, and we'll have that interview with Tim Hagemeyer right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're back at Spencerville, and Tim Hagemeyer is our guest. Tim, of course, the coach of the new Knoxville Lady Rangers. And wow, what a season you've been having here. Fantastic.
Yeah, got all the seniors back, so, you know, that helps. Everybody knows what they're doing. They had a great volleyball season, and really didn't have to work too much on what we wanted to do for offense, so it was just a matter of getting shape for the season. So, yeah, I'm happy with the way it turned out.
I was especially impressed with the way you annihilated New Bremen in your last conference game of the year to nail down the conference title. That was quite a win.
Well, that's what we stress on. You got to have defense. If you got defense, you can be in just about any game that you play. Doesn't matter if it's the number one team in the state or number 10 team in the state. You're right there. All you got to do is make some shots, and you got a real good chance of winning.
Once again, our special guest here, Tim Hagemeyer, here at Spencerville. It's the sectional championship games here tonight. And you have announced that you're retiring after this year. So let's talk about Tim Hagemeyer for a moment. First of all, where did you play high school basketball?
I'm a hometown boy. I was from New Knoxville. I didn't go to college. I graduated from New Knoxville, and I was a dairy farmer for 30 years. And I decided to get out of that after all my kids left and went to college. And no more than I got the last cow off the farm, they come knocking on my door and wanted me to help coach. So I started my first 2 years as a JV coach.
Well, dairy farming certainly has changed since you started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was either go big or get out. There was no way I was going to go big.
Well, so what year was it that you first started coaching, then? How many years have you been at it?
I've been at it for 19 years, 2 years of JV, and 17 years of varsity basketball.
I know you've had a lot of good teams. This has to be one of your best.
Yeah, it's ranked up there with the one team that we went to the state with in, let's see, it was 06, 07. We had a pretty good team there. We were probably a little bit deeper that year than we are this year, but these girls are very well basketball-minded, and it's a little bit easier to coach.
I won't jinx you, but it'd be nice to go out with the state championship.
Oh, yeah, well, we hope for that every year, but, you know, you got to play good ball, you got to put the ball through the hoop, and it takes a little bit of luck, too.
And, of course, your brother's been an outstanding coach as well, so has he been coaching longer than you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's getting close to 600 wins, so he started right when he got out of college, so he's been at it for, I can't tell you how many years, but probably 35 years, maybe more.
Well, Tim, you've had an outstanding coaching career, and the little community of New Knoxville, a lot of people didn't think New Knoxville High School would. Well, we're about ready to go ahead and start the second half, so we'll just end it right there. But thanks to Tim Hagemeyer for taking time to talk with us. He's a great guy. And his new Knoxville Lady Rangers will be the nemesis opponent of whoever wins this game in the district tournament on Thursday night. That'll be a 5:30 start time from Wapakoneta. And again, they won easily tonight, crushing Hardin Northern 54-20. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and St. Henry and many other area locations. Check out all the job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com for Cooper Farms. And again, they're your third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Just about set to go here with the third quarter of play. Tim Hagemeyer did go on to say, that I didn't have a chance to play the end of that interview, that he was going to spend a lot of time in his retirement talking with his grandkids and watching his grandkids as they are spread out in the Chicago area, Michigan area, and he wanted to spend a lot of time being able to see them. As he said, as no surprise, they're all involved in sporting activities as well. Starting for Fort Recovery here, we've got Kennedy Mollenkamp, Mara Pearson, Grace Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell, and Whitley Rammel. I think that was the starting five. Starting here for Minster, as we're waiting for the officials to come out of the locker room. Starting here for Minster, I think, is their starting five. Casey Albers, along with Alyssa Niemeyer. Don't think Alyssa's out there. Ella Mesher's out there. Lily Barhorst is out there. Of course, Katie McClurg. Also, Morgan Sparks out there as well. So the officials come back on the court. We're ready to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 20-12 is the score. Fort Recovery down by 8. Minster with the basketball to start things out here. Back over on the right side, back in the middle. Over on the left to Casey Albers. And Albers passes off, gets it back. Back outside to McClurg. Now inside, shots fired up, no good. And a foul on Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. As Lily Barhorst got the pass and got the shot off, and she's fouled by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Number one on Kennedy. Going to the line here will be Lily Barhorst. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it's good. She will have one more. Puts it up, and it is good again. Barhorst with her first 2 points of the night. That makes it 22-12 now. Lady Indians down by 10 here. They need to get something going here. Been kind of stagnant the last several minutes. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Whitley Rammel. Whitley, take the shot. She had the open shot, and she passed off instead. Over on the left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp lobs it into Whitley. It's knocked away by Minster. They steal the ball. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Down to Katie McClurg. Katie's the daughter of the boys basketball coach at Minster. On the right side, back out top, Katie McClurg with the basketball. Passes over on the right to Morgan Sparks. Morgan back to Katie. Katie McClurg dribbling the ball back to Morgan Sparks. Three-point shot is good. Morgan Sparks drills a three. That makes it a 13-point game at 25-12. Lady Indians need some offense. Where's it at? Come on, gals. Grace Guggenbiller comes down across the timeline. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp over in the corner. Callie Wendell. Callie dribbles the ball back to Whitley Rammel. Now into Kennedy Mollenkamp. Turns. Outside, Guggenbiller open from three. Yes. There's some offense. Grace Guggenbiller hits a three. 6 points for her. And it's now 25-15. Lady Indians down by 10. That 13-point lead a moment ago, I think, was the biggest lead for Minster so far tonight. Katie McClurg has the ball out front for the Lady Wildcats to Ella Mesher. Mesher holds the ball, turns towards the basket. Now dribbles to the free throw line and lost the dribble, but it's picked up by Minster's Katie McClurg. Back outside to Casey Albers. Albers goes to Barhorst. Lily dribbling the ball, stopping. Now passes. Oh, it's knocked away. Minster got it back. Left side to Katie McClurg. McClurg comes in. Ball's loose. Picked up by Mara Pearson. They're going to call Katie McClurg with a personal foul. 5:26 left to go here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. Again, check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com. Fort Recovery with the ball. They could cut the lead down to 8. This will be a big basket here. Whitley Rammel, right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace back out top to Callie Wendell. Wendell bounces into Whitley Rammel. She's open, turns, fires, misses, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the free throw line. And for Whitley, personally, I like that because she's been good at the line lately. I know I just jinxed her, but we'll see here. Number 32, a senior for Fort Recovery. Hard to believe she's graduating. Free throw's good. She will have one more. She had an injury in the middle part of the year, missed some time. That free throw's also good. And it's 25-17, an 8-point lead. Lady Indians could get a stop here. They could cut it down to 6. Katie McClurg right side, and we have a timeout called by Mike Wiss. Mike Wiss, the very fine coach of the Lady Wildcats, calls time. We'll be back in a moment.
Here at Hull Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping 419-375-2304.
Minster will have the ball after the timeout, leading by 8, 25-17, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. We have a lot of time in this game, plenty of time for Fort Recovery to make a comeback here. Oh, Mara Pearson almost stole the ball. Minster again with the basketball, down comes, and it goes out of bounds. They say it went off the foot of Fort Recovery. Katie McClurg will toss it in. And there is an offensive foul called on Lily Barhorst, I think. Yep. On the inbounds play, apparently on a moving screen. So Fort Recovery can cut the lead back to 6 here. They have the ball, trailing 25-17 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Grace Guggenbiller over to Mara Pearson. Mara looking. Coming to the top of the key, back to the right, back to the left. Into the corner to Callie Wendell. She drains a three. Callie Wendell gets a three to make it 25-20, back to a 5-point game. That's Callie's 5th point of the game. Fort Recovery boys basketball team cheering up there. Almost stolen by Mara Pearson, but Minster keeps the ball. Here's a drive by Mesher. She missed. Rebound comes to Grace Guggenbiller. We got a foul called on Minster, I think, on Lily Barhorst. No, it's a foul on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Oh, that's an unbelievable. No, take it back. It's a foul on Ella Mesher. Foul's called on Ella Mesher, number 20 for Minster. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in. Lady Indians could cut the lead from 5 down to 3 now. It was 13 points a couple of minutes ago. Well, maybe 3 or 4 minutes ago. Long pass to Mara Pearson. Has the ball, puts it up, and scores! Mara Pearson scores on the football pass. That makes it 25-22. Fort Recovery down by only 3 now. Lady Indians making a charge. Minster with the basketball. Out front with it there is Casey Albers. She will come down, lost control of it, manages to save it. Into the hands of Katie McClure, knocked away by Whitley Rammel. Picked up by Callie Wendell. Now the Lady Indians can come down to within 1, or maybe even tie. Callie Wendell with the ball. Out front. Guarded by Katie McClure. Passes off to Whitley Rammel. Whitley is way outside. She'll pass off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back on the left to Callie Wendell. Back to Whitley Rammel. 25-22. I think the Lady Indians have had how many straight points here? I think they've run off 10 in a row, actually. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Lobs the pass inside, too far to Kennedy Mollenkamp, but Callie Wendell came up with it by a miracle. Callie will dribble the ball, pass to Whitley Rammel on the left to Mara Pearson. Mara looking for a teammate, and has that ball knocked away, it's going to be given to Fort Recovery off of Minster. Here comes Carly Niekamp in the lineup, and Grace Guggenbiller will leave the game momentarily. Carly's a freshman. She contributed with 13 points the other night against Waynesfield Goshen. Carly with the ball, passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Top of the key on the left to Whitley Rammel. Rammel's looking, now back out to Mara Pearson, firing and missing. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, dribbles the ball, put it back up and missed it. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp missed it. Rebound, Whitley Rammel, she scores! Whitley Rammel scores, and we've got ourselves a one-point game. 25-24, Fort Recovery has run off 12 points in a row. Minster with the basketball. Albers with it out front. She will dribble, almost knocked away, but kept possession. Left to Katie McClurg. McClurg dribbling the ball, spinning, coming inside, throws up a terrible shot. They're going to call a foul on Whitley Rammel. That was just out of control shot, and Whitley did commit the foul. Katie McClurg will go to the line with 2 shots here. She could break this Fort Recovery run of 12 straight points. McClurg puts it up and missed it. She will have 1 more. Coming into the game is Alyssa Niemeyer for Minster, and leaving is Lily Barhorst. I don't know if Fort Recovery is doing anything different on defense, but they've been able to keep the ball away from Ella Mesher. And she hasn't had any points here in the second half. Up and good by McClurg, and that makes it a 2-point game, 26-24. Now the Lady Indians can tie or take the lead here. Callie Wendell out front. Right side it goes to Mara Pearson. Now to Grace Guggenbiller, who's back in the game. Left to Whitley Rammel. Whitley dribbling, stopping, passing back to Kennedy Mollenkamp, top of the key. Back on the left to Guggenbiller. Baseline jumper is way long. Rebound's knocked away. Guggenbiller got it back. Here's Callie Wendell. Can't get it to go down from the top of the key. Rebound Minster, and a foul's going to be called on Whitley Rammel. That's number 2 on Whitley. Out of bounds to Minster. Rob Weaver here at Spencerville. We're the exclusive radio station here tonight. No other radio station is here, and that's pretty unusual for a game involving a MAC school. In fact, we got 2 MAC schools here. And for us to be the only ones, that's pretty surprising to me. I don't know why that's the case, but we're not complaining. Glad you're listening to the broadcast. Hope your team is doing well. Minster leading by two, 26-24. Ella Mesher with it. She will pass off. Back to Albers on the right, dribbling the basketball. Here's Niemeyer with it, working against Carly Niekamp. Now she passes off to Casey Albers. Albers back out to Niemeyer. Alyssa fires over on the left side. And there's a foul on Fort Recovery before the shot. I'm going to whistle that, I think, on Mara Pearson. That is only her second personal foul, so she's in no trouble, really. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. 26-24, Fort Recovery behind by two on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarmsjobs.com. cooperfarmsjobs.com. 20 seconds to go. Here's a wild shot up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Whitley Rammel. That's going to be number three on Whitley. No, correction, they call that on instead on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp, and that's number two on Kennedy. At the line is Casey Albers. It's no good off the back of the rim. She will have one more here. Casey Albers, a sophomore for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Nice player. Fires and missed it again. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Here comes Fort Recovery, a chance to tie at the end of the third quarter. Wouldn't that be something? Kennedy Mollenkamp out front with the ball, drives to the right baseline, stops, passes to Grace Guggenbiller, down to 3 seconds. Inside to Whitley Rammel, and she missed the layup right at the end of the third quarter. Oh, my. Missed the layup right at the end of the third quarter. Lady Indians still remain down by two, 26-24. Fort Recovery down by two at the end of three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Our fourth quarter is being brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials from lumber to tools. See Fort Recovery Lumber for all of your lumber and tools and remodeling needs. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving Fort Recovery for more than 100 years. Well, Lady Indians get the ball. Boy, Whitley Rammel missed a point blank layup there a moment ago. Wow. Here's a pass to Rammel, fires it up, no good. Rebound comes to Minster. Actually, Guggenbiller was trying to pass to Rammel, and she hit the rim when she passed it, and it bounced up in the air. Whitley still got the ball, but couldn't get the shot to go down. 26-24, Minster leads by 2 points. Out front with the basketball, the Lady Wildcats. Fort Recovery outscored Minster 12-6 in that last quarter. Minster with the ball. Here is Lily Barhorst. Over it goes to Niemeyer, and it's blocked out of bounds by Grace Guggenbiller. Nice block by Grace.
Fort Recovery substitution, number 22.
Katie McClurg will toss it in.
Over here, please.
Mets are led by 8 at the end of the halftime, 20-12, and led by 13 at one time in the third quarter before Fort Recovery made their comeback. Minster with the ball. 6:59 to go in the game. Winner goes up against New Knoxville in the district semifinals next Thursday. Niemeyer back on the outside, guarded by Whitley Rammel. And we got a foul, no, a timeout. Timeout called by Mike Wiss of Minster. Niemeyer was kind of in trouble there. And so Mike Wiss called a timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All of this cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter. Here at Cooper Farms, we want to help put you in the position to work the way you want to without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, CooperFarmsJobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
There's a foul call on Mara Pearson as Minster put the ball in play. So Mara has 3 fouls on the evening now. Minster still with the ball, leading by 2, 26-24. Out front with the basketball is Morgan Sparks. These two teams battled down to the end when they played in the regular season a couple of weeks ago. Shots no good by Mesher. Good defense by Whitley Rammel. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Lady Indians. Coach Mike Wiss wanting consultation. And now the official on the far side over here changes the call. And so Minster will get the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Ella Mesher. She'll fire and hit. Mesher getting her first basket of the second half, making it 28-24. She had 10 points in the first half. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp bringing it up for the Lady Indians, down by 4 now. 28-24. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Oh, well, she got it into Callie Wendell. Wendell backs it out. Top of the key to Mara Pearson. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking inside for a cutter. Back out to Mara Pearson. Pearson goes over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp free throw line on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. No shot there. Back out to Whitley Rammel. Whitley dribbling, stopping, passing to Guggenbiller. Corner shot is no good on the 3. Rebound comes to Minster. Minster leads by 4 with the basketball. Here comes Morgan Sparks down now. 5:29 left to go here in the ball game. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber. Again, for quality building materials, depend on your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Inside the bar, horse back to Mesher. Back out top it goes to Katie McClurg. Minster works the ball around. Leading by 4, 28-24. 5 minutes to go in the game. Right side to Katie McClurg. McClurg dribbling, stopping. Dumps it off. Out front with it. And we got double dribble called on Minster's Casey Albers. Fort Recovery will get the ball back on the turnover. That really was kind of an uncontested turnover. So not a good situation there for Minster. Fort Recovery says thank you very much. Callie Wendell with the ball. Almost lost it. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Looks inside. Back to Whitley Rammel. Left side to Mara Pearson. Back out to Grace. Grace dribbles. Shot the ball, but it's blocked by Ella Mesher. And down comes Minster. Here's Barhorst. Fires and misses. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Barhorst missed the shot, and Pearson got the rebound. Lady Indians still only down by four with the basketball. We're down to 4:14 left to go in the game. Mara Pearson dribbling out front. Goes to the right. Comes down to the baseline, and there's a foul called on Minster. Going to be out of bounds. That might be 1-1. Let's see. That foul is going to be called on Morgan Sparks. No, that's only the fifth foul, so not 1-1. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Lobs it in, and it's stolen by Mesher. She tried to lob it in to Whitley Rammel, and it's stolen by Ella Mesher. Here comes Minster with the basketball. Right side McClurg. She goes back left. Hands it off. With the ball there was Casey Albers. Albers gets it back. 3:45 to go. Albers wide open. Missed that shot. Rebound Callie Wendell. Hands it to Mara Pearson to Whitley Rammel. Rammel brings it down for the Lady Indians. That's not her normal, not her normal duty to bring the ball down. And there's timeout called by Holly Gann. Fort Recovery with the basketball, trailing by four, 28-24, here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Don't forget Fort Recovery Lumber Company for finely crafted insulated windows and doors in thousands of sizes and styles. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians basketball teams. Boers Welding.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
And action back in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Grace Guggenbiller right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel back out top between the circles. She'll pass on the right to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back out to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace looking. Left to Callie Wendell on the wing to Mara Pearson. Once again, Mara kind of having an off night tonight offensively. Leading scorer for the Lady Indians. She only has 3 points tonight. Here's a shot by Mara. She got that one to go. A big one. Mara Pearson with a huge bucket. Drove the left baseline. Hit the rim. And it bounced up and down in. 28-26. A two-point game. Minster with the ball and the two-point lead. Down to 2:48 to go. Fort Recovery boys basketball team trying to get the girls fired up, applauding across the way, and there's a shot missed by McClurg of Minster, and Callie Wendell came down with the basketball. Here's Mara Pearson, and what did they call? I have no idea. They called Mara Pearson for some kind of a turnover. I have no idea what that was all about. Maybe too much. Maybe we didn't get the ball down in time. Here's a shot by Mesher, no good. And it's saved by Minster, by Barhorst, into Mesher. Now Barhorst puts it up and no good. Rebound Barhorst puts it up and no good. And the foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery on the shot. 2:08 to go. They must have called Fort Recovery for not getting the ball across the timeline in 10 seconds a moment ago. Lily Barhorst at the line. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is no good. She will have one more. 28-26. What a game. Fort Recovery down by two. This one's up and good. So Barhorse gets one of two to expand the lead to 3 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing in to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery being pressed full court by Minster. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Goes down to the right, stops, feeds inside to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller to Callie Wendell. Kid in there. No, it's no good. Off to the right. Rebound comes to Barhorst of Minster. Minster with a 3-point lead and the ball here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. A minute 43 left to go. Inside to Barhorst. Barhorst dribbling. Back outside it goes. Albers with it to Mesher. Mesher, top of the key. Back over it goes to Minster's Morgan Sparks. Sparks outside, passes off to Albers. Casey Albers dribbling the ball, now hands off to McClurg. A minute 18 to go in the game, a 3-point lead, and McClurg falls down. There's going to be a foul called on Callie Wendell. And it will be 1-1 here for Minster. So Katie McClurg will go to the line. She is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Again, she's the daughter of the head coach of the Minster Lady Wild. Let's try that again. She's the daughter of the head coach of the Minster boys team. She got the first free throw, big free throw for her. One more, it is good. A 5-point lead now. Fort Recovery with their backs to the wall here. A minute 10 to go in the game. 31-26. Mara Pearson out front. Passing back to Whitley Rammel. Whitley, over it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Come on, gals. You got to shoot the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp out front. Fort Recovery down by 5. Mara Pearson. Shoot the ball. Here's Whitley Rammel firing and missing. Rebound, Grace Guggenbiller. Back outside it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling. Over to Whitley Rammel. She stops, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Minster. And the Minster Lady Wildcats definitely have the upper hand now. Leading by 5 with the ball. 30 seconds to go. Callie Wendell fouls McClurg, and she'll go to the free throw line. She was there a moment ago and hit both free throws. She'll have 1-1 again here. Oh, what a disappointment here if the Lady Indians can't come back to win this one. Free throw's good. They came from 13 points down to trail by only 2 at one time. Now the lead is 6. And Katie McClurg trying for a 7-point lead. It's up and it is good. Timeout is called on the court. 28 seconds to go. Fort Recovery trailing 33-26. 30 seconds. And you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. PG-14, J Country 101. And FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight with the broadcast here from Spencerville High School. Stay tuned. After the game, we'll have the stats for you. And probably Holly Gann will want to come by and say a few comments. I don't think it's going to be a happy Holly Gann at this point, as we're down by 5 with 28 seconds to go. Correction, we're down by 7 with 28 seconds to go. 33-26 is the score at the moment. Down by 7 for the Lady Indians. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in. We need to take some quick shots. Guggenbiller will give over to Mara Pearson. Pearson comes down, going all the way inside, stops, and the shot is blocked by Ella Mesher, and now a foul's on Mara Pearson. Nice defensive play by Ella Mesher. And Mesher will go to the free throw line. That's number 4 on Mara Pearson. Here's Ella Mesher at the line. She only has 2 points in the second half. And she got that one.
gives her a total of 13 on the evening. One more for Ella. And it's good again, and that pretty much wraps up the game. Fort Recovery trailing by 9 points now, 35-26. Mara Pearson comes down, tries to pass off to Whitley Rammel, intercepted by Ella Mesher, and she's fouled, I think, by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And my, no, must have been on Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel. That's three on Whitley.
At the free throw line for Mesher, shooting two, Ella Mesher.
Again, Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Do you need to enhance the energy efficiency of your home? See the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for insulated storm windows and storm doors available at Fort Recovery Lumber. Free throw's good by Mesher to make it a 10-point game and good again. She now has 17 points on the night. 37-26. Ball tipped out of bounds by Mesher. 6 seconds to go. It's going to be New Knoxville and Minster in the second game in the district tournament next Thursday. The first game will feature Marion Local and Parkway. There's Mara Pearson hitting a three. Fort Recovery calls timeout. 2 seconds to go. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Well, congratulations to Minster. Fort Recovery was right there, 2 points away a couple of times. And Minster just hung on and have won this game. 37-29. Minster wins over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They outscored us in that final quarter after we only trailed by two going into the fourth quarter. They outscored us 11-1. Correction, 11-5. In that fourth quarter of play. 37-29 again, the final. Congratulations, Minster. They'll be cutting down the nets. And again, they'll be headed to the Wapakoneta District next Thursday to take on New Knoxville. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enjoy the Minster Wildcats.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Keep up and running acre after acre after acre, then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's your life, and you call the shots. But when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. We're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team.
The ball is in your court. Give us a call at 888-375-4181. We'd love to help you evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Fort Recovery Insurance wishes the Indians a successful tournament run.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Spencerville High School, where the final score again of the game between Minster and Fort Recovery. Minster wins the game 37-29. Minster basically led at all the stops, leading 11-6 at the first quarter, leading 20-12 at halftime. Minster eventually took a 13-point lead in the third quarter before the Lady Indians cut it down to 2 points at the end of the third, 26-24. But that is as close as Fort Recovery could get, as Minster pulled away in the last couple of minutes to win 37-29. Again, Minster will face New Knoxville in the district at Wapakoneta next Thursday at 5:30. New Knoxville was a victor over Hardin Northern tonight. Easy win. They led 33-0 at one time and won the game 54-20. By the way, two other sectional championship games played today in the district. That was Marion Local beating St. Henry 40-20. And Parkway squeaked past New Bremen. Parkway 43, New Bremen 40. So again, the district pairings next Thursday. New Knoxville plays Minster at 5:30. Marion Local plays Parkway at about 7:30 on Thursday. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, who finishes their year 7-17, they were led by Whitley Rammel with 9 points tonight. She had three twos and three out of three at the free throw line. 7 points for Mara Pearson, two-point goals and a three-point goal. 6 points for Grace Guggenbiller on two threes. 5 points for Callie Wendell on a two and a three. And 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on two out of two at the free throw line. Again, Whitley Rammel with nine, Mara Pearson with seven, Grace Guggenbiller six, five for Callie Wendell, and two for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Minster was led tonight by Ella Mesher, and I revised her score to be 16 points for Ella. She ended up with six two-point goals and was four out of four at the free throw line for her 16 points. 10 points for Katie McClure, again the daughter of a very proud boys basketball coach at Minster. He's here tonight watching his daughter and hoping that his boys team will be in the same situation in a week or so. Katie McClure had a three-point goal, and then ended up hitting on five out of six at the free throw line for her 10 points. Casey Albers went to the line twice, did not score. Lindy Himmelgarn had 3 points on a two-point basket and one out of one at the free throw line. Morgan Sparks had 5 points on a two and a three-point goal, and it was Lily Barhorst with 3 points, hitting on three of four from the free throw line. Once again, Fort Recovery losing tonight to Minster here in the sectional championship game. We hope to have Coach Gann coming by in just a moment. We'll be back after this.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and
and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here once again in Spencerville, we are joined by Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And Holly, nice comeback by your team there in the third quarter. We just couldn't quite get over the hump this evening.
No, we couldn't. And, you know, you're right. And I think you can get upset about, you know, obviously, you know, I'm lost of words because we just lost it. But the thing is we got better every day. And you know what? If we didn't get better every day, we wouldn't have been able to come here and play with these guys. And so I'm just, you know, tickled to death that I could be a part of that team for another year. And, you know, and Grace and Witt, they have been troopers the whole time. You know, these two girls signed up for this. They came to practice every day, knew what they were getting themselves into, and were still willing to take the call of duty. And I think that's hard. You know, when you're a senior, I've been there. You've been there.
They only had the two seniors. They were nice young ladies.
Yeah, and we were pretty young on the court compared to them, and we frazzled them a little bit there, and we just got to be able to take again something like this and learn. And when it comes down to it, is the basketball stuff. It's the looking at the game and saying, what are we doing here? Or, hey, we're standing and stuff that we talked about. I mean, I would have to do it again. I would really, really push that execution piece. And the things that we did execute, we did them well. Like when they started to run and jump us, yep, we got caught a couple times. But for the most part, we handled that well because we knew it was coming at some point or another, and we wanted to be ready for it. So, like I said, Minster, you know, they're a great team. They're well-rounded. They got a great group of girls. They work hard for Coach Wiss. Coach Wiss, and he's got a great coaching staff, and you know, I'm happy. That's fine. Great. I hope they you know, continue on, and that's good for those guys. But obviously, we just couldn't finish it there, and it's yep. hard. But like I said, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and I told the girls that, and I am just so proud of how hard they came out and worked because, Rob, you know as well as I do, we got into that thicket, and we could have just stopped playing. But we didn't. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that I like to see because the basketball stuff, that's my job. The more these girls get in the gym and they shoot, that's an acquirable skill. Getting them to play for you, to compete, that's stuff that comes from the heart. And that's the uncoachable stuff. So when I get to see those girls really get in the thick and want to grind a little bit there late to be able to come and battle a little bit and make this a game, I love it. You know?
Yeah, you know, you're right. We were down by 13 there at one time. They could have folded shop, and that was the end of it. But came back to within two. We were within two different times, and really probably just a basket away if we could have got the game tied up at that point.
You know, that 10-second call was it.
Yeah, that was really strange.
I agree. I'm not really 100% sure what was going on there, to be honest, and I'll definitely watch that one again, but at the moment, I really thought that wasn't going to affect us like it did, but it did. It affected us a lot more now that I'm sitting here at that moment, that pivotal moment right there, than I think I realized in the game. Just our momentum swing and it is what it is. But like I said, I'm proud of those girls, and you know, we got work to do. But I think that's the thing, is we got work to do. We're going to get better. You know, they're going to be losing some. We're going to have them yet. You know, obviously, like I said, Witt and Grace, we're gonna lose those guys, and I told those guys in the locker room, I'm ready to start the next season right now. I wish we could just go back through our season right now with where we are at right here.
Did a nice job on Ella Mesher in the second half. She had 10 points in the first half, and you really shut her down in that second half.
You know, that defensive intensity, Minster definitely was controlling a lot of things that we were doing, I felt like, in the first half. They were dictating where we were going to pass it, what we were doing. And so we did talk a lot about just cleaning that up a little bit and applying some more pressure. And, you know, obviously coming out hot. You could feel it. When we were being able to apply it, we were really, really getting after them. And that's kind of got us where we got back into that two-point stretch there. So...
Well, I know your two seniors again. Talking about them real quick here, I know that Whitley Rammel plans to go to East Tennessee State to play volleyball. How about Grace? Has she decided what she's doing here?
The last I talked to her, Grace is planning on going to the University of Cincinnati and majoring in architect or interior design.
Okay.
So, yep, she's going to go do UC, and I know Chris and the family love UD, so I know that was really a hard decision for her, but last I talked to her, she was going to go to UC and go be an architect and an interior design person. So, told her she needs a house to practice on, then she can be more than welcome to come over to mine.
Well, good for her. Well, hey, thanks, Holly. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us a lot of games before and after the games. And again, wish you good luck in getting ready for the next year.
No problem, Robin. I think I speak for myself, the athletic department, and probably overall just the community of Fort Recovery is we appreciate you guys. You know, you take your time before games. You're showing up hours early to set up, and sometimes you're not in the most ideal locations, so we have to adjust. But, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, we're so blessed to be able to have a company like yours just coming and supporting our fans, and you've done it for years, you know, so it's kind of cool to be able to sit in this seat with you rather than being on the floor.
Well, you know, the Fort Recovery community, business community has been really good to us in supporting your broadcast, so, hey, it goes both ways, and we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good night.
Okay, see ya. Head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, talking with us here for the last time this year as the Lady Indians again go down to defeat by a score of 37-29 to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Once again, Fort Recovery was led tonight by Whitley Rammel with 9, 7 for Mara Pearson, 6 for Grace Guggenbiller, 5 for Callie Wendell, and 2 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Congratulations to Coach Wiss and the Minster Lady Wildcats. Again, they'll battle a really toughie next Thursday night when they face New Knoxville at 5:30 at Wapakoneta. Again, that other game, Marion Local and Parkway. Parkway surprised New Bremen tonight with a victory over the Lady Cardinals. So we have 4 MAC teams at the district tournament at Wapakoneta next Thursday night. So for our fine sponsors and for Neil Spencer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com, for our studio producer back in Portland at the radio station, Nate Christman, and again, thanks to Holly Gann for coming by. I'm Rob Weaver.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.